It is a sunny 63 degrees in Nashville. We're expecting a high today around 90 or so. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. Five Tennessee school districts are being asked to turn over public records regarding their decisions to post the Ten Commandments. The request was made in letters sent by several civil rights groups. The American Civil Liberties Union of Tennessee, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom from Religion Foundation say they plan to scrutinize any district that moves forward with policies. So far, their letters target schools in Blount, Rutherford, Washington, White, and Wilson counties. The law that took effect this summer allows but does not mandate the display of the religious text. The Wilson County School Board made its policy change in July. While there was some debate, the vote was unanimous. Some members stressed the view that the Ten Commandments are important to legal and ethical traditions. Small business owners in Nashville can look for help from a trio of Metro programs that are getting fresh attention from the mayor's office. One new program looks to help businesses that have been around for at least 15 years. More than $300,000 in grants will be available in the first year. One existing initiative that covers improvements to buildings is now eligible for larger structures. The owner of South Nashville's Peachtree Grill was at the announcement. Nick Soltani said he was able to go from serving guests on a minimalist patio setup to a full brick and mortar.
We were able to add a whole dining room and beautify the outside of the building and really bring the restaurant into a more of a real restaurant state.
The property program used to cover building exteriors, but now has funding for interior improvements as well. A Nashville hospital is publicly acknowledging medication errors that critically impacted four patients and announcing internal changes. Ascension St. Thomas Hospital Midtown released a statement late Friday apologizing for the harm. The hospital says the wrong medicine was given to four joint replacement patients. Instead of painkillers, they received potassium phosphate, causing serious issues. News Channel 5 has reported the patients went into heart failure and that at least two were paralyzed. St. Thomas says it's adding safeguards for storage, adding an extra review for spinal medications, and will be asking a second pharmacist to double-check such meds. The hospital also says an expert will review its work and that it is cooperating with state and federal officials. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.